Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Water, the new oil. I've heard that phrase more than once over the last several weeks in discussions about state and national issues. And Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says it will get attention next week at the American Farm Bureau annual meeting in Nashville.
Some of the things that we're beginning to look at as an organization and know that we're going to have to discuss. The general public and most everyone is expecting us in the big picture to produce more with less inputs on less land with less water. We think we can do that through technology, through research. Those things can be accomplished.
Haney says the 2012 drought made it clear to many that in the future, even in water-rich Kentucky, there may be competition for access to a water supply. He says water issues and regulation have always been important to the farm community.
Not only the clean water aspect and how we regulate that part of it, which is a real concern for agriculture and farmers in general, but also the ability to be able to tap in and have a water supply at the precise time that we need it for that particular crop. We think that's going to be essential, and we're going to talk about that in moving forward.
Nearly 500 Kentucky farmers will be at the American Farm Bureau annual meeting starting Sunday in Nashville. We'll be right back.
Winter driving is most dangerous on wet roads when the temperature is at or below 32 degrees. Hello, this is Trooper Dean Patterson of the Kentucky State Police. If you must travel during inclement weather, slow down and take your time. Tell others what routes you will take and when you plan to arrive. Don't assume that roads that are treated with salt are safe. There might be slick spots. Keep your gas tank at least half full to prevent your gas line from freezing and to use to run your engine in case you get stranded. This winter, drive like your life and others depends on it, because it does.
The growing dependency on guest workers in the U.S. is an issue. Mark Haney said we had trouble getting the season's burley crop in, and nationally, his counterparts in fruit and vegetable production faced a labor shortage as well.
It's been said that foreigners will probably be picking the crops that feed our nation. The question is whether they do it in this country or in another country. So I think that's a statement you got to think about.
The farm group has long felt that the H-2A guest worker program has needed streamlining and improvement. Haney says the American Farm Bureau is working on a legislative proposal for improving access to guest workers to be dealt with before Congress tries to tackle any broad-based immigration reform.
We think we got to fix ag labor first. If not, many of us are afraid if we address comprehensive immigration, agriculture might get left out.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.